Hey, this is Luke from Middleton Family Medicine. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have a bill here for my wife. I'd like to pay, but I don't know when it's for, or what it's for, or who it's for. It doesn't say. It just says I owe $30. I want to pay. Can you tell me what it's for?
Sure, I can help you with that. Yeah, if you can help me with your date of birth, I can pull up the account.
Okay, it's my wife's. It's 03-26-1947. I don't know what the date is. I don't know who she saw. There's nothing on this bill. It's pathetic, really. You got to improve this a little bit.
And her name is Mary. Linda, right?
Linda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
July 19th. I think it's from July 19th.
July 19th, it is.
She was
mm-hmm. It is from July 19th, and that is a copay of $30 for
okay,
your offer.
But I don't... According to my record, she wasn't there on the 19th. She's there on the 18th. Is that the same one? No, wait, that was a $5 copay.
No, that is an office visit, and just give me a minute.
Office visit for July 19th?
And a urinalysis. So that is an office visit and a urinalysis, yeah.
Oh, that was the 21st. I have my
21st, okay. Let me review the charts then. Just a minute, July 19th. Okay, on July 19th, there were a few other tests that were also performed. I think there were labs which were also performed, like the blood count, and vitamin B12, vitamin D. So yeah, there were a few other tests that were also performed on that day.
What was this? This is the 21st or 19th you're talking
about? Oh, 19th. And I see that there is only one claim for her. Just let me have a review on the... Yeah, so the labs were billed on 21st and...
Okay.
Yeah, the labs were billed on 21st and this was billed, the office visit and the urinalysis was billed on 19th.
On the
19th?
19th, yeah. Okay. Alright, so what was the $30 she paid on the 21st? Is that for something different?
Let me check that as well. Did she make the payment cash or with her card?
Probably card. Maybe, I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know. Anyway, I'll just pay this and I'll wait for the EOB, and if there's any difference, I'll get back to
you. Okay, no worries.
I'll explain something. Mm-hmm.
Just give me a minute. Oh, so you received an email, right, from our side?
Well, she got the email, and she gives it to me, and I'm looking at this. Well, I'm looking at the front page. I said, well, what is it? When is it? Who'd you see? I didn't even know who it was. There's nothing on there. It says MFM.
Nothing, yeah. The email says nothing on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if
it's
it
not
was
very clear. I mean, it's not... I would contact your IT department and say, hey, when you bill people, you give them the date, who you saw... You know, put a little bit more in there so you can figure out what this is. But anyway, I'll give you a credit card for this.
Yeah, that won't be a problem. Just let me. I'm just waiting for the payment portal to open. Yeah, it's taking longer than usual.
It wants a vacation. It's tired. Monday morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's taking this long. Let me try on other system. On a different seat system if it works.
Yeah. Okay, and if I...
Okay, yep, we can go ahead.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, yep.
It's a Visa.
Mm-hmm.
The card number is 4397.
Mm-hmm.
0701 6530 7246. Expiration is 1227. And you need a CVI code there?
No. That should be good. And your name is? The card is under your name, right?
Your husband.
Okay. And the card is under your name, right?
Name.
So that will be J-O-S-E-P-H.
A-M-E-N, yep.
Yep, okay.
All the medical codes on this card. All my medical. So I can track it easier. All the medical expenses are on this card.
And if you can, verify your billing address with me, please.
Okay, it's 55 Pickering Street, Unit 2, Danvers.
Danvers. Okay.
01923.
Okay, I will go ahead and collect the payment then. Yep, it's all good, and I'm gonna send you an email. On the address I have over here is laamen@gmail.com. I think that's for your wife.
Yep.
So I'm just going to send you a receipt.
Yeah, that's my wife. Yeah, send it to her. So
okay, Joseph. Joseph, anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. I just want to say it. I would tell your IT guys, put a little more detail in there. I mean,
that does happen when they just send out an email. So sometimes there is nothing written over there. Sometimes if you receive a statement, there will be everything mentioned over there. What was the visit for? So I think this was just a regular email that you have this outstanding balance with.
Yeah, I mean, but you should put an MFM somewhere.
Yeah, that should be something mentioned over there. Yeah, I'll just forward this one. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, because we're new to the area, and I don't know. I'm still learning which doctors are with. You know, there's what is it, Brigham?
Yeah,
Mary,
and it is
Brigham Lehigh. There's Tufts. There's, you know, there's MFM. There's, I said, well, which one? You know, and I got to keep these guys straight. So any detail would help. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day now.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.